They know their places. Right up there on that 10-quart aluminum bucket, a regular galvanized bucket, mm-hmm. and by a muffet. And I sit down there, and maybe that cow, I go up and the udder off, mm-hmm. back that right foot up out of there.
Really?
Yeah.
Have a train like
that? Well, yeah. I said, back up, baby. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have to touch, I hardly ever touch a foot leg there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, back up, baby, she back up.
Yeah.
Wow. And if I do like I did this morning, that old cripple hand, I sort of paced a little bit. She raised that left foot up. Down, down. Mm-hmm. And I like to put it in the bucket.
Came close, huh?
Came close. Uh-huh. I grabbed it.
Do you have some kind of a call for when you're calling calves?
Come on, baby! I got one that I called baby, little boy, came born last night, Saturday night, was 6 weeks ago. He's a big one. He's his mama good, good saccharine, and that thing was a mama out of a tin tub down there each day of feed. I'm out of snap corn, that chuck carbon all ground up, you know, I'm out of that now. Put a little of that with it. And she kept the thing with the evening, 4 days old, little hay. My wife didn't believe it. She saw it down the next day, and the little hay I put out early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, little baby cow was eating hay out there yesterday. I said, yeah, I told you yesterday morning, you didn't believe it. And you know, that little thing was in there picking up that hay, 4 days old. And it's been eating ever since. Well, ain't you no better than that? Hey.
You know, when you're applying the field, did you say something to, say if you've got two mules, is there something you say to them when you turn to the right and left?
G. G is right. G, baby.
Uh-huh. What about to the left?
Ha!
Left. Ha! And they turn?
Well, I say it. And land it. All right, man. And hit a root, a rock that they can't pull up.
Mm-hmm.
Why, they know good and well it's solid, and they'll stop sometimes, automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Push a handle of fly up sometimes it's inside. I had knocked that fool out of me, get a rock on the ground, or be put close to a stump and get a root, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
and they know it is, they stop. All right, and if I could feel it, I said, get it. They wouldn't start off like a jack, and they start off calm because it's trained that they knew. Well, I've seen them pull pretty hard and whoa! Well, they couldn't pull it. I saw they either break the ply or break the point off the thing, made out of cast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I said, back up! They back up.
Wow. Yeah.
Come on, let's go. Up they go.
How about if you got horses out in the field, do you have a call for them?
Huh?
Do you call horses? You know, do you have a call for calling horses from the pasture?
Come on, get you out there. Come here. Come here, babies. Come on here! Hey! Hey! Hey!
Uh-huh. They come running?
Why would
they? Okay. When you were plowing, what did you say to get your mules going?
Get it!
Just kind of make a noise with your mouth.
Get it! Let's go! Come on! Whoa! Stop. Whoa. Whoa means stop. Bang! Back up, boys!
That's reverse.
That's reverse.
Okay. Did you have a call or something that you call for pigs? For hogs, you know, when you want to feed them?
Call a pig. Pig.
Just say piggy and they can come around.
I want piggy. I get up there, seen them go to feeding them 50 chickens, roosters, about 35, 40 hens. God, I might be up in there, come up flying down there, like